Samuel Adams.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Klaus Schwab decided he and George Soros are not going to attend the World Economic Forum conference because he might be assassinated. So he decided he's going to stay home. We know the coward that he is. He always has been. He always will be. He said that he has health issues. Well, maybe he got the jab. Everybody now knows that the jab is a death sentence for the most part. Maybe not immediately, but in the future at some point. So it appears as if he has decided, along with George Soros, to not attend. Another thing is that those individuals that are attending the World Economic Forum's get-together, yearly get-together, they're making sure that the pilot and the staff have not been vaccinated. Because you see, you get maybe 20, 25 of these people on board a plane, and the pilot has had a vaccination, and he has a blood clot. It hits him in the heart. He has a massive heart attack, but the problem is they will land it. AI will take care of it. No, maybe some were hoping that, well, they'll fall out of the sky and they'll all perish together. No, the computers will land that plane just fine. Nobody's going to die. They're going to get home safely. The pilot may be dead, but you see, they can hijack a car. Driving down the street, they have the technology where the police can shut off your motor, or they can accelerate the motor, they can take control of your steering wheel, and you can run into a big 100-year-old cottonwood tree and die. Well, they can also control and take over the systems in a jet, in these commercial airlines. And they can run it into a cliff, or they can cause it to land wherever they want. So anyhow, Soros is not going to attend. They say that, again, that possibly they're being hunted for what they're doing and trying to do to the world. They're being hunted. And you know what? That could be very, very true. I'm going to just talk, well, I want to talk about two things that are important. I think I'll begin here. This comes out right here in Colorado. There was a study at the University of Colorado. And they, in their study, this was in September of last year, they confirmed vax shedding. I'll read from the article. This is the University of Colorado scientists. Study confirms vax shedding. A new study conducted by scientists at the University of Colorado confirmed the vast majority of humanity has absolutely no choice in the matter of whether they wish to get the COVID-19 injection or not, because the vaccinated have been transmitting antibodies generated by the injections through aerosols, vaxxed or unvaxxed. The finding should, however, come as no surprise, because a confidential Pfizer document has already confirmed exposure to the mRNA injections was perfectly possible by skin-to-skin contact and breathing the same air as someone who has been given the COVID-19 jab. They also, unfortunately, add weight to the claims made by Dr. Felipe Van Welbergen, who demonstrated that graphene, an alleged undisclosed ingredient in the COVID-19 injections, is being transmitted from the vaccinated to the non-vaccinated and destroying red blood cells and causing dangerous blood clots. Right here, the black and the white from the University of Colorado. So all of the skeptics, you don't need to be skeptical anymore. All of those who believe that this is conspiracy theory, you don't need to. You can go to the article. Not only the University of Colorado, studies in Japan, studies by Pfizer. So then the article goes on to say that there was an abstract study. Now here are the people that were part of this study. Ross M. Kittle, Elena Hish, Thomas E. Morrison, Gabriella Samoya Rees, Sibhan Flattery, Connor L. Jackson, and Rosemary Rockford. So they put their name on the document. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never, ever think of it.
As a feeling.
So you're affected by the vaxxed. You may not actually get the vaccination, but you will be affected by those around you. As I get into the article, it does mention that generally within 48 hours of an individual getting the vaccination, that is when he spreads the he sheds. That is the shedding period, 48 hours after that vaccination. And I will say that, logically speaking, for any booster shot, for the following booster shots that these individuals will take, there's another probably 48-hour period of time where they're going to shed also. So if you know someone that is getting a booster, you might want to isolate yourself from them forever. Well, okay, maybe. Maybe at least a couple of days. Now, here is the abstract. Here's what they found. Despite the obvious knowledge that infectious particles can be shared through respiration, whether other constituents of the nasal oral fluids can be passed between hosts has surprisingly never been postulated, let alone investigated. The circumstances of the present pandemic facilitated a unique opportunity to, opportunity to fully examine this provocative idea. Because if this had not happened, they would not have had this unique opportunity. I would have preferred they did not have this unique opportunity to test, to put together a study and an abstract. The data we show proves evidence for a new mechanism by which herd immunity may be manifested. The aerosol transfer of antibodies between immune and non-immune hosts. Further the studies. Further in the study, the extended mandates for mask wearing in both social and work environments provide a unique opportunity to evaluate the possibility, we didn't have this opportunity before. Golly. An aerosolized antibody expiration from vaccinated individuals. Now, I'm going to tell you something, just from my own observation. People that wear these masks, they have the most foul breath, just to be honest. I know you won't say it because you're too kind. I know that you don't want to offend somebody, hurt somebody's feelings, because you know they're snowflakes. But I don't care. I have seen people and been around people, and when I see them coming at me, they have a face mask that, I mean, it is, they probably worn it for a week or two or three. You can tell that it's been taken off, put on at least 100 times. And it's got fuzz on it, and it's dirty, and they still wear these things. And then you walk by them. I don't walk by them closely anymore. I always, in close proximity, you can smell that mask. Nasty. Hate to say it, but it's just the truth. If they're going to put a mask on, I had to wear a mask. I worked at a couple of businesses. And after an hour, I couldn't stand myself. I had to go throw that thing away and get a new one. And I didn't ever believe that these things are going to help anyhow, because some of these women that would come to the register, you could smell their perfume. And the guys that were heavy smokers, they'd come to the register. You could smell the smoke right through the mask, no matter what you did. So, okay, I got distracted. I really didn't. I intended to present this to you. People that wear masks, they're unsanitary. And I'm going to prove it right here, people that wear masks all the time. It's right here in the University of Colorado study that they took these masks to test them, and sure enough, the people that were vaccinated, they had evidence that they had been vaccinated. And they're actually wearing those to protect other people, not protect them from other people. So, using a flow cytometry-based multiplex microsphere immunoassay, my gosh, to detect SARS-CoV-2 specific antibodies and a method previously used to elude body from the rehydrated blood spots, we identified anti-SARS-CoV-2 specific antibodies eluted or washed from surgical face masks worn by vaccinated lab members donated at the end of one work day. And there was enough, well, I'll add this. They were so contaminated they would have killed 100 people. Now, that's just me, I'm kidding. Consistent with the results reported by others, we identified both IgG and IgA in saliva from vaccinated individuals. It was therefore not surprising to delete both IgG and IgA following elution of the antibody from the face masks. Given these observations, were hypothesized and droplet aerosolized antibody transfer might occur between individuals, much like droplets aerosolized virus particles can be exchanged by this in the same manner. So, walking by somebody that coughs, sneezes, spits, or is breathing, yeah, probably breathing, because when you breathe, you know, there's vapor, and this, whatever you're breathing, exhaling, is going to be carried. So this means that COVID-19 vaccine shedding is perfectly possible when we take into account a study performed on behalf of Pfizer in Japan. And Japan's conclusions, the study observed the distribution of the COVID-19 injection in the bodies of Worcester rats over a period of 48 hours. One of the most concerning findings from the study is the fact that the Pfizer injection accumulates in the ovaries over time. Another wonderful tool to sterilize women. Accumulates in the ovaries over time. The highest concentration was noted in the liver, but it also accumulates in the salivary glands and on the skin. This stuff is deadly. And this shouldn't come as a surprise because Pfizer admitted as much in their own findings. The document contains a whole section covering the possibility of mRNA vaccine shedding, in which it is possible for those who have been in close proximity to someone who has had the Pfizer mRNA jab to suffer an adverse reaction. So you have somebody that gets the injection, and maybe your immune system is compromised, and you ride with them in a vehicle, or you walk with them, and you go out to have coffee, and they've had a fresh vaccination, and you are shed upon, and you fall over dead, or you black out, or you are faint, you get dizzy, or you don't feel well, or some negative effect. Probably worse than taking some of these pharmaceuticals. Like, I was in Las Vegas, and I had to tell a friend who's an engineer that there was a muscle relaxant, and right there on television it said that some of the cautions may cause swallowing of the tongue. This relaxant, there was a warning. You may swallow your tongue. So this friend of mine, he started laughing. I saw that twice, and then they took it off the air. And he said, I invented something you carry around your throat. You hang it on your neck, and it's a little hook. So if you take this medication and you swallow your tongue, it's okay. You've got the little hook. You can put it in your mouth and pull your tongue back out. I said, David, we're going to get wealthy, man. Well, didn't hear any more from that drug. So, an adverse reaction. The document describes how exposure during pregnancy or breastfeeding to the Pfizer mRNA jab during these trials should be reported to Pfizer safety within 24 hours. No. They don't care about you. They're not concerned about you. Pfizer don't care. They're documenting everything. They are wanting to know, what does this stuff do? It's research. You're a guinea pig. And whatever it does to you, they want to know your age, your name, male, female, blonde hair, blue eyes, green eyes, what size shoe you wear. They want to know where you shop. They want to know everything about you. What city, what nation you're from, what city you're from, where you got the shot. So it says here that breastfeeding to the Pfizer mRNA jab during the trial should be reported to Pfizer within 24 hours of investigator awareness. This is strange because pregnant women, new mothers, were and are not part of the safety trials. So how can they be exposed? Because they were around somebody that received the vaccination. This again is a... This was in September 4th, 2022. The University of Colorado scientist study confirms vax shedding. So, well, Pfizer confirms that exposure during pregnancy can occur if a female is found to be pregnant, or if a male family member of a healthcare provider who has been exposed to the study, or by inhalation, or by skin contact. If your girlfriend or your boyfriend gets a vaccination and you don't have one, I don't think I would want to kiss that individual. Then going on, in layman's terms, Pfizer admitted in his document that it is possible to expose another human being to the mRNA COVID vaccine just by breathing the same air or touching the skin of a person who has been vaccinated. This makes the findings of Dr. Felipe Van Welbergen all the more concerning. He's a medical director of biomedical clinics, was one of the first to warn the public of the damage being caused to people's blood by COVID injections by releasing images last year of blood samples under the microscope. At the beginning of July 2021, Dr. Felipe was interviewed and explained that when his patients started complaining about chronic fatigue, dizziness, memory issues, even sometimes paralysis, and late onset of heavy menstruation in the women. Men can menstruate too now, you know. In their 60s and upwards, he took blood samples. The blood, I'm going to continue and finish out with this when we get back. So, you know, the men that are getting pregnant, they probably can get the vax by the vaccinated. The men that are ready to give birth, what a messed up world we are in. It is insane what is happening in the world today. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, the law.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
One thing about the people that do the evil, they have to tell you the truth. And I'm pretty sure that these pharmaceutical companies and the governments don't want people to know the truth about what's happening to mankind. But they have to tell the truth. The truth has to come out. Christ said that what is done in secret will be shouted from the mountaintops, housetops, spoken in the open. So this doctor, he's saying that it can cause fatigue, dizziness, memory issues, paralysis. I've seen videos where a woman, she got the shot, or she was vaccinated, and immediately she went into convulsions, her legs spasming uncontrollably, her arms, she could barely sit up, and she's spasming, she can't control her legs or her arms. The blood had unusual tube-like structures. This is a year and a half ago. Some particles lit up. They lit up. Many damaged cells. Few healthy cells were visible. 3 months earlier, he said he'd never seen these formulations in the blood. In February 2022, Dr. Felipe presented images of his latest blood slides and explained what the images show. His slides show that vaccine-free patients have been infected. Vaccine-free patients had been infected with vaccine toxins through shedding, including what is claimed to be graphene. What Dr. Felipe Van Wilbergen demonstrated is that the graphene being injected into people is organizing and growing into larger fibers and structures, gaining magnetic properties or an electrical charge, and the fibers are showing indications of more complex structures with striations. He demonstrated that shards of graphene are being transmitted from vaccinated to vaccine-free or unvaccinated people, destroying their blood cells and causing blood clots in the unvaccinated. So these things are being carried. When you breathe, it's carried in the moisture out of your system and carried and being transmitted. It would appear there was never any need to waste an extortionate amount of taxpayer money on propaganda to coerce the public into getting the COVID-19 injections, because the taxpayer never had a choice in the matter. All they had to do was breathe. So it would be probably better if you stopped breathing. Stop breathing, because you might breathe in some of this graphene oxide. I know I should be more serious about it. It's just so bizarre. So bizarre that this is right in your face, right in the face of the people of the world internationally, in the face of intelligent, well, I used to think intelligent individuals here in this country, right in your face, and many refuse to believe it. Many refuse to accept the fact that mankind can be so diabolical as to create something like this to infect the whole world just through people breathing. You don't even have to take the shot. You're just infected, like the herds. They used to do this with herds. Give a few of the cattle a shot and they infect the whole herd. But this stuff here, they would live. The cattle would live. This is different. This is changing the DNA of individuals. I've been planning to do another program on what is changing when people receive these vaccinations or when they have taken the swab. And they have planned, in every vaccination, let's say tetanus, or for measles, or mumps, or for any disease, malaria, well, you name it, their intention is every vaccination will have some form of this mRNA properties in it. Or they're foreign to the makeup, to what we are in our makeup. Something additional. Something carrying DNA of other creatures. Not plants, but insects, animals. And as I've discussed here in the past, the DNA of Neanderthal man, created, that lived before the time of Adam, and also the DNA of Nephilim, these half-angel, half-human creatures that lived during the time of Noah. And then most of them died or put into sleep, underground, hibernation, waiting to be raised from their sleep or awakened from their sleep. Or even if they're dead, take the DNA and bring that back to life and put it in these vaccinations. And can you imagine having the DNA of a half human, half angel creature, a Nephilim, Nephilim, having that DNA put in you. See, with the half angel, angels don't die. And you blend angelic properties with human properties. Well, the human properties are going to get old and, you know, shed. You're going to shed the skin, shed whatever, but you're going to rebuild. But you're going to have a eternal existence unless you actually are put in a fire and burned. But if you're put in the ground and left there for 3,000-4,000 years and somebody finds you and raises you, digs up your bones, you can take the DNA of those creatures, bring them back to life. That's the technology we have. That's what we have. That's what we can do, and we do it. They have found properties of Neanderthal man in these vaccinations and these injections. We'll be back, Rick Rodriguez.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
With costs of everything skyrocketing, including the cost of homes, cars, and education, making the need for more life insurance a necessity. Whether you're looking to purchase for the first time or you simply need to add to what you already have, I can help you. I'm Joey JaQuint with Northwestern Mutual, and we offer the best insurance plans in the country. U.S. News and World Reports just ranked us the best insurance company in the United States in 2022. From low-cost term insurance for those just starting out that started on $25 per month to our popular blended insurance that will actually pay you money at the end of the policy. You heard me right. An insurance policy that will actually pay you out if you don't use it. Why us? Because Northwestern Mutual is the best. We have plans where if you are just starting out, you can go with one of our low-cost term plans, and as you grow financially, we can switch you into a blended plan 5 or 10 years down the road as well to increase amounts and keep up with inflation. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048.
The P.E. Gun Show, January 22nd and 23rd, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. This show features two firearm giveaways, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on both days. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hello, Kathy here from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. Here's another maintenance tip for your dishwasher. Always turn the hot water on at the sink before turning on your dishwasher. Every now and then, check under the dishwasher and sink for leaks. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
With these vaccinations, people are beginning to wake up. Many in the medical profession are beginning to wake up. I think there were, in Canada, just in the last week, I think, 22 medical professionals died of the COVID vaccinations. The doctors that are speaking out, they're losing their practices if they don't die. But there, the evidence now, there's more and more evidence. And all of a sudden you have Klaus Schwab, Soros, not even going to their big event. You have Anthony Fauci. This guy doesn't go out in public anymore. The people in the world are waking up. And the these wicked people, they're beginning to realize that they might not be safe. And so you know what they're doing? They are already and have been building their underground cities. And that is where they're going to flee to. And they'll never come back to the surface of the earth because they're going to be buried, according to the scripture, in those underground cities. They're going to beg that the rocks fall on them to hide them from the face of Jesus Christ when he returns to punish them. And the rocks, doesn't matter how big that rock is, he sees through it. He knows every one of these individuals. You know, we have this technology where we can actually, through HARP, through that technology, we can look into the Earth's surface. I think they say we can kind of look into the crust of the Earth, maybe down 50 miles. At least that's what they were saying in the 90s. Maybe we can look into the Earth's surface now 200 miles. Or they were saying 50, now maybe further than that. But Christ will know where they are. They won't escape. And they will, their bodies may stay in the ground, but their soul is eternal. Their soul will depart and go to a fiery inferno called Hades, hell. And that's where they're going to wait for the final judgment in about 1,000 years. Fauci has disappeared. Gates, I wonder if Gates is there at the World at the WEC get together, the World Economic Forum get together. He might be. Now, I do want to say, before the program ends, I want to briefly talk about what's happening over in Europe and Ukraine. Now, just the nation of France, they have, you might say, they have realized that America's campaign in Ukraine is weakening all of the EU. And it says that the United States is using the conflict in the Ukraine to destroy Europe in order to make Europe more dependent on the Americans. This is why the French government just pitched a complete overhaul of the European Union's approach to boosting its industry. And they have a new logo, Made in Europe. Not made in the USA, not made in China, but made in Europe. It's a European strategy to protect themselves from the socialist regime, joined by top French general Aymeric Bonamaison, warning countries in Europe risk exposing themselves to U.S. espionage by allowing Washington's cyber defense teams to monitor their networks. This is what we do. This is what Empire does. Empire monitors everything happening in every nation in this world. And there is a French historian, his name is Emmanuel Todd. He says, quote, "The Ukrainian conflict is existential for the United States, which, in the event that friendly European economies become exhausted, they will ruin the risk of losing its grip on world finance." To some degree, the United States has lost its grip on some of the nations of the world. especially the multipolar world nations working with Russia. And there's another article. There's a French, it's a publication, Figaro. It says that this Emmanuel Todd, he continues to warn, it's obvious that the conflicts which started as a limited territorial war and is escalating to a global economic confrontation between the whole of the West on the one hand and Russia and China on the other hand has become a world war. And he is correct. We, in this world presently, we are at the beginning of the wars that will never stop until Christ returns and destroys these armies of the world at Armageddon. The world wars truly have begun. We're at the beginning of that time. We'll be back to finish out the program. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey, folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC-free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Well, okay, so we are at the beginning of the final. We are in the end of, at the end of the world. I believe we're at the time where Satan is losing his grip of control over the nations of the world, and very soon, within a decade, the Son of God is going to take over and become the new ruler of the nations. He's going to inherit what has been usurped from him. He's going to inherit the earth and mankind with it, and there will be a 1,000-year millennium of Jesus Christ. We're very near that time. But before that time comes, there has to be the wars that will take place at the end of the world. And the wars won't be just nation against nation, but actually race against race. Race against race. The tribal wars and ethnic wars. Wars against the genders. We've been in a gender war in this country since the 1800s, and it escalated during the 60s. With the feminist movement, it was a gender war that began. It continues to this very day. Then you have wars between, you have the LGBT, that whole system at war with what is normal, what would be called, considered to be a normal system of sexual, I don't know how you would phrase it. What we knew as healthy sex, and now we see as something that is psychologically damaging, physically damaging to people who practice this type of sexual, I guess you could say, perversity. Then you have madness with adults wanting pedophilia to be laws passed so that it will be allowed. This is madness, and this is the kind of madness that Christ said would take place at the end of the world. As it was in the days of Noah, the madness of those days will take place in the days in which we live. I was reading last week that now they are taking women that are having these procedures where they take the uterus, and they are planning to take these uteruses or take the female organ and transplant it into males. See, this is what Adolf Hitler did in Germany in the research facilities. They hid all of this kind of, amputating an arm and trying to reattach it to another individual, things of this nature, like Frankenstein. Now it's in the open. They're openly talking about taking a uterus and transplanting it into a male in the open so that the man can have the baby. And what they do with the reproductive parts of a woman and a man and how they are trying to switch. This is really madness. And again, this will be one of the signs in the decade before Christ returns. And I think many are starting to realize that we are that far along. But I'll be back tomorrow. We'll continue with The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com, for these programs and the other hosts throughout the week. 1360KHNC.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo Knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.